Crackbite's headquarters, day 138, also known as Groundhog Day. How is everybody? My screen's looking very strange, so I'm going to do a refresh and then hopefully I'll be able to see it all. Excellent! Fixing dinner. Hope you enjoy it. Hello, Jonathan! Popping dinner on as well. Everybody's eating. I'm not. I've kind of had a brunchy-lunchy thing. It was very weird, actually, but very nice. Enjoyed it. CQ, Deb, CQ! It's uncanny. Marooned currently on, just saying how we're praying for the rain that comes tomorrow. It's far too hot. It's oppressively hot, and worse still, we're not allowed to leave our houses. Couldn't make it up. Literally could not make it up. Mike had gone to bed, which would indicate it was... Oh, hello, Mike. Mike's out walking the dog in between what looks like a rip-roaring thunderstorm on its way and the blinding heat of the day. What was I saying? I've no idea. Oh, yes, 10 o'clock when Mike went to bed. And then the news broke, and I thought, it's a weird time of night to tell you you're going in lockdown in 2 hours, 5 minutes. Doesn't give you a chance to get home. So I went in, but he was still awake. Yeah, must have spent 20 minutes reading his phone. But he hadn't seen that, so I let him know. So I carried on working, and Mike gets up at 5 o'clock. I'm still sat there working. Mike has a look at the news and says, oh, I thought it was just gardens. And I said, it is, isn't it? And he said, no, just inside, that you can't meet up inside. But no, it's gardens as well. So unless you are in somebody's social bubble with them, we're under lockdown again. Knew it was coming yesterday, didn't we? Just didn't expect it that fast. Because they've also told us we're going to have to wear masks even indoors from the 8th. So clearly it's not dangerous between now and the 8th. That's a weird one. But you know the government. So it was literally all back to square one. Government press conference, Boris looking flustered, all the quacks rolled out one by one. Oh yes, been fantastic. How's everybody else's day? Hello, Anthony. Funniest thing by far to come out of it was people didn't know where Greater Manchester was. Which is fair enough, you know, if you live in another country. But if you actually live in Greater Manchester, that's quite frightening. There literally were people who did not know where Greater Manchester was. Even Mike was dubious as to whether his mother would be in or outside the cordon. Oh, yes, Stuart, I'm just explaining all that. We're plague-ridden. What an absolute farce. Because I was just saying, I told Mike at 10 o'clock and then at 5 o'clock when he got up and I was still working, he said, no, it's outside as well. And I said, no, it wasn't. Not at 10 o'clock it wasn't. So we checked. That was what it said at 10 o'clock. But at 2 o'clock in the morning, they issued an extra little edict saying you're not allowed to meet in gardens either. Who is working at 2 o'clock in the morning in the government? Obviously, I was working at 2 o'clock in the morning, but in the government? It's tough enough to get them to work on a Monday morning at 9 o'clock. Your village doesn't like to admit it's part of Bradford. Bradford area. You see, they're not being clear, are they? It's not just Greater Manchester, Kim, no. It's Greater Manchester, which is quite an area. It stretches over towards Liverpool, probably about halfway around Warrington, and then outwards towards Yorkshire, really. It's very wide, is Manchester. It's wider than it is tall, but on the north side, it borders Blackburn and Darwen, and they're in lockdown as well. So it's a huge, huge area. You're furious with the whole thing, Jonathan. Oh, dear. People for being idiots. The government for issuing it via Twitter late at night. Honestly, the whole thing's a farce. I know. Tell me about it. I mean, it's not... Over the last probably almost a week. All I've seen when I look at the news, which is why I don't look at the news or I'd lose the plot, is people whining, coming back from holiday, saying, oh, but you know, I've gone to Spain with the 17 children. And when I come back, now I can't go to work and now I'm going to miss out on money. Well, don't go to Spain. There's a plan. There is an entire country here. In fact, in the UK, there's three entire countries that you can visit without actually crossing out of the island. Scotland is beautiful. Wales is beautiful. Admittedly, neither of them probably want the English there at the minute, but that's not the point. There's plenty of nice places to go here. And they are whining and getting on my nerves. But then this came out today. I'll put this link in. Yeah, that's what it looks like when they stay at home. This is today. Now, I'll admit it's down south. It's Brighton, Bournemouth and Poole. But they've seen what's happened to Leicester. They've seen what's happened to Greater Manchester. Look at the state of those beaches. Oh, you'd love to vacation. Whenever you're ready, Kim, let us know. You're learning the UK map. We're kind of in the middle towards the west. Unless you've got a medical condition. What's this bit now? It prevents you from wearing a mask. You shouldn't be inside and wear a mask. Simple. It's not like you're going to be asked to fight a war. I know. It's not difficult. This is not difficult. I mean, I will admit, if you're claustrophobic, possibly. But I haven't left the house. I've got as far as the bin, which is in the back garden, side garden to be precise. And when Carolyn, Kaz and Joe came round with my birthday cake, I took two steps outside the front door. That has been it since the 6th of March. I'm not going stir crazy. It better that I stay in than I go out and inadvertently infect somebody else who suffers with it. Much less me get it, obviously. There are just no words. Just stay at home. It's not a crisis. It's not like there's nothing to do. Mike and I did actually discuss getting the chessboard out. But what time have we got for that? Yes, we did actually have a chessboard many moons ago and we played chess. I think Mike's way better than me. The wearing of a mask inside, I can understand it, but why the week's wait? That's just been this all over, hasn't it? It's just chaotic, and that's what annoys me, and it clearly annoys Jonathan. Kim, you would be so proud of me. I have a bottle of vitamin D arriving today. In fact, by the time Mike gets back with the dog, it will probably be here. Going to have a look at it and then possibly order another one. But last night I was thinking, do you know what? I am so pale. So I need something. So I did order it. Honestly, I did. Let me show you which one I got. Being my Amazon orders. Unsurprisingly. I think he's on offer today. But I got it just after midnight and they do same day delivery. So as soon as it arrives, Kim, on your sage advice, I will take some. There it is. Vitamin D. I'll send the link. You can check it out. Tell me if it's a good one or not. Come on. Why are you not appearing with a link when I click there? There we go. That's what I got. I'm catching up on the chat here and I'm dreading to think what's going on. That's what I got, Kim. Right. Stuart says, saw on Twitter someone saying Hancock and Boris were in a pub. I could understand that, Stuart. I could. Oh, my God. Well, I could believe it, Stuart. Wasn't there that thing years ago about David Cameron? And I think it was all to do with Brexit and the fact that it was a bet in the Bullingdon Club. I think that came out around the same time as the Pig's Head incident. So, obviously, kind of paled into insignificance next to the Pig's Head. But I could believe it, that it was just a bet. Uh, If they can bring in localised lockdown in less than 4 hours, they can bring in a law to make masks mandatory in less than 4 hours. Absolutely, Jonathan. Why, crying out loud, does that take 8 days? And there are still people saying, I don't want to wear a mask. Fine, don't go out then. Oh, this is going to go on. Don't apologise for ranting, Jonathan. That's what we're all here for. That's what Marooned is all about. Sharing your pain. They are a complete collection of clowns. I noticed they didn't have... I've completely lost the thread there looking at this. Sunshine medication. It frightened me to death. Put the bottle in the freezer. That's a good one. Not heard that one before. Absolutely. I will try that. They're usually pretty good. Mum had those. She didn't get out much. Hello, Mrs. Simon. How are you doing? Simon's birthday all sorted. Not too late to get a mankini, you know. No, what I don't understand with the mask fiasco is this could have been sorted out weeks and weeks ago. And he had, what's his name, Chris Whitty with him today. And I think he actually probably told the truth. I don't know if Boris knew he was going to tell the truth. He's the chief medical officer and he said today, we've gone as far as we can go, this is it. And what he meant by that was, if you want the children back in school in September, which to me, like, what's the panic? You had the kids, you educate them. But I digress, because that's just me not having any little ankle biters. If you want the kids back in school in September, then you're going to have to go into lockdown now, or the kids aren't going to be able to go back to school. There's a trade-off between the relaxations. I mean, like I say, no kids, I don't care if they're back in school or not. Clearly, that's important to Boris. Simon is out walking the dog, not typing, but possibly listening. Oh, he's up to mischief in the woodlands, is he? Kim's been wearing a mask since March, and now they're all recommending goggles here. That I can actually understand. I remember saying to Mike really early on, not to worry about the goggles, because I've got some for when I do the garden. And I do. I got these big goggles. In fact, I think I had two different pairs. I've got like goggles with elastic on the back, which are like sealed in. But I've also got like a pair of plastic glasses that you put on. They wouldn't be as good. But I got both kinds thinking like I don't know which ones will really work best. But then I realised as I was using them, now I wear glasses pretty much all the time. It's handy with the goggles because you can put your glasses under the goggles. Oh, your brother's 50th came over and stood in the cul-de-sac. Oh, isn't it awful? All socially distanced. Happy, happy birthday to him. How awful. Now, my 50th was definitely memorable. Probably one of my most memorable birthdays. But this year on it, a pretty close second. And don't forget... lockdown birthdays last a week. We said, actually, when I had my birthday, which was 19th of May, and obviously Mrs. Simon's is also the 19th of May, and Irwin, would Mike's be a lockdown birthday? Well, the answer to that's clearly going to be yes. Which year? That's where we're at now. If we haven't got any vaccine, it'll go until next year, I swear it will. You saw the owner of a bowling alley on the news. Was hoping to open tomorrow. He'd prepared everything and now can't. If he has to adapt things quickly, the rest of us do as well. I'm not quite sure with a bowling alley, unless I've totally missed the plot here. Why is that deemed close contact? Have I missed something? I mean, I've not been to a bowling alley in years. But seriously, surely you're no closer to people than... the hairdressers or the beauticians, the nail bar, which are all open. And they haven't closed them as far as I'm aware. Although I don't know. There's a question, Stuart. Ellen will know. Is a nail bar open? Because if you can't move outside your social bubble and that's deemed to be high risk and you can't go to a bowling alley. Sharing of balls and shoes. But surely they'd be cleaned. That takes us back to the cleaning of balls, which neatly takes us back to Jonathan. I guess the shoes are a bigger problem. Great minds, Mrs. Simon. Great minds. I would have thought that that could be sanitised. Couldn't they do something different with the shoes? Like, they do these elastic things. I mean, they're not non-slip, but surely you could get, like, disposable overshoes that would work instead. There you go. Nail bars are open. Ellen had hers done last Saturday. Well, we're either in lockdown or we're not. So Ellen can go visit somebody in the nail bar, but she can't go visit friends in a garden. I'm clearly missing something here. I could understand it if they close the nail bars and the hairdressers again. But if they've not, then basically they're just stopping you seeing your mates. Just bowling your socks. And then they'd need to clean the floor though, wouldn't they? I just wouldn't have thought of that as being anything like as dangerous or as high risk, say, as nail bars. Honestly, there are just no words. I give up with it, I do. This is why I don't really take that much notice anymore, because as they were easing lockdown, you're like, okay, that makes sense and that bit makes sense. But, you know, priority to me should have been families, not particularly nail bars and hairdressers. And now they're going back, but they're staying open because that's affecting the economy. And you don't need a mask this week, but you will next. That's foresight right there. I'm just going to carry on doing what I've been doing since the 6th of March. Sitting here watching Boris laughing like a hyena. It's working for me. That's all I can say. There is just no logic to it. Hello, Paul. Chaos ensues here. Anyway, for anybody who isn't quite sure where Greater Manchester is, which isn't a problem unless you live here. Seriously, there were people in Stockport saying, but we're in Cheshire, not Greater Manchester. Sorry to break it to you, you're Greater Manchester. That took an MP tweeting that, no, you must observe these rules because we are actually in Greater Manchester. I will admit, it's all a bit weird here if you think about it. Our postcode is M33, so obviously that's Manchester. We are to the south, the last bastion of Greater Manchester, because the next postcode is WA14, which is Warrington. Now, this is all very strange, because that's heading south. So Mike's mum, who lives no more than, I think it's 3 miles as the crow flies, but probably about five if you're driving, she's in Bowden, so she's definitely, I would say that's Cheshire. That's the Greenbelt, Cheshire. Her postcode is Warrington. And, you know, you'd think, well, yeah, because that's going south. But Warrington isn't to the south of where we are. Warrington's to the west by some considerable amount. It's all to do with where the post is sorted. So you could well have, if you were in Timperley, Altrincham, Hale, Bowden, which is like the next town up from us, you could well have a Manchester phone number, a Warrington postcode, but actually be in Trafford. So maybe I shouldn't be so harsh if people don't know if they're in Greater Manchester or not. I don't think Jonathan's in any doubt, are you, Jonathan? Stuart, you're actually buying one then. Maybe two, just saying. Maybe they should have done it by postcode. But that would actually have probably given you a bigger problem, Kim. Because the postcode cutoff is about two roads up from us. You would end up with one half of a road in lockdown and the other half not. So by going with the border of Greater Manchester, the border doesn't tend to cut across streets. The border tends to be in the middle of a field. So that's why they've not done it by postcode. You've got Manchester postcodes in Greater Manchester. You've got Warrington. You've got Stockport. You've got Bolton, Bury. There are loads and loads. The map will explain it during after hours. It's just ludicrous. But I think if you live here, you could do with knowing where your own borders are. That's ludicrous that people don't know. So Sam Brooks is heaving. No chance of any ice cream there then, Mike. Just saying. I don't think, yeah, I'm just saying, Jonathan, I don't think you're in any doubt, are you? There's no escape for you. You can't claim you're on the edge. Jonathan's bang in the middle of it. But is it surprising? Because we don't know what the lead time is. If young, fit and healthy people are carriers and they're infecting one another, but none of them are infecting anybody else at this stage, then that could buy you 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks. And then finally, you'll get like a younger, fitter person who is a carrier who infects somebody else. And then they need to go for a test, etc. And then it adds to the figures. I think the figures are a million times worse than they're admitting. And why wouldn't it be? Don't forget that 3, 4 weeks ago, we were having illegal raves every weekend. There was 3,000 people at an illegal rave. If you remember, one of the very first ones that was about a mile and a quarter from us in a field. We've actually been to this field. It's a rugby club. And we've been up there for an 80s event last year, which was fantastic. They had this mass event. And at the time, I think three were stabbed and a girl was raped. So it's not surprising, is it? It's just that instead of it being like rave today, whoops, our rate's up tomorrow, there's just been a long lead time to it. But I expect it. I expected it, so it wasn't a total surprise. I'm glad I read that thing yesterday when I said to everybody, we're fifth. Because that meant if there was a lockdown, we were definitely going to be in it. And now we are. It's just coming out overnight via Twitter. Really? Is this what passes for government communications now? They're probably just following Donald Trump, aren't they? He seems to run the entire states via Twitter. Until a couple of young people with no underlying medical conditions die, nothing will change for the younger ones. But that's already happened, Stuart. It's like they don't believe it. But there were children, about 10, who died, no underlying condition. They're kids younger than that. There was one who was a bit of a Jack the Lad, probably in his early 20s, who said like he was really gung-ho about it. You know, I'm young, I'm fit, not a problem to me. Who got it and then went and did interviews saying, please, this is really bad. You do not want this. And yeah, I was young and fit and didn't have any underlying conditions. And no one's listening. It's like they just don't want to know. So what's happening with Anthony? Skipton is in North Yorkshire, but has a Bradford postcode. Ah, you see, you're the same as we are here. You pay council tax to Craven Council, so you're not affected. Ilkley has a Leeds postcode, but pays tax to Bradford, so we're covered. If you live half a mile north, you'd be in North Yorkshire and then would not be covered. The thing is, the virus doesn't look at the postcode and say, stop, boys. You know, this lot aren't in lockdown. It is totally ridiculous. But I think the way they did it was the worst thing. I mean, even I missed it and I was actually up because I wasn't looking at Twitter. To clarify, at 2 o'clock in the morning was utterly, utterly ridiculous. And our Catinian group had a weekend planned, very carefully organised, so it observed social distancing, etc. But it's something that they've done before, which is they all converge on each other's gardens. But this time it all had to be in time blocks and no more than six at a time. And it was all organised. So as I went to bed last night, that's what was happening today, which has been a fantastically sunny day, tomorrow and Sunday. And they get out of bed and it's like, well, that's not happening then, is it? So, but you can wait 8 days for your mask. That's the bit that really annoys people. And Boris just doesn't seem to understand how much he's narking people. Even sane people like Jonathan are narked. You think schools believe that if they keep telling everyone they'll be back to normal in September, it'll make it happen. Yeah, crazy and making kids anxious. They read the news and are not stupid. Totally agree with you. I'm a governor at a local school and, you know, they've done all of the risk assessments and stuff and it's virtually impossible. The school is not big enough. You could not have every child having the same number of hours education that they would get in normal times if only half of them can be in at any one time. It can't be done. Unless you've got double the teaching staff and work nights, it can't be done. And the government are just like, la, la, la. But the thing was, when they wanted the children to go back, that was June, wasn't it? I mean, that you look back now and think, were they lockable? 1st of June, I think it was. But then the teachers played holy heck and he said the 8th of June. And I think some tried pushing it back to the 15th. But that was ludicrously, ludicrously early. And you could see what was going to happen. And a lot of people didn't want to send the children back. There's been lots of polls and stuff going on since. And they still don't want children, you know, their children to go back. I don't think I would. But then no child of mine would be in school anyway. I hated school with a passion. There was just nothing good about school. I much preferred university. But then it was a private paying university. So I was actually with people who wanted to work, which I think was my biggest problem with school. But I hated it. I wouldn't send a child to school. I'd self-educate it. You have kids, you look after them. But this is just getting silly. It's not going to be doable in September. Then what are they going to do? You're back. Oh dear, look at the state of you. You put your fan on, it's all right. How's Madam?
Come on.
Can we just come and say hello? Luna! I think I got some audio of her talking the other night. Need to process that. Where's the treat box?
So she's got some here.
Yes, I know, but she has to have something out of here. Right, shall we let the MacBiters choose? What do you think she should have? A dentist stick, succulent sausages or a tripe stick? Over to you. I will leave it to you and we'll see if she approves of what you pick. Tripe stick, succulent sausages or a dentist stick? I've got a sneaking suspicion I know what Kim will choose. It's Eid for a lot of people in Bradford. 10 p.m. Suddenly they're told they can't have family round. That I totally agree with that, Anthony. A lot of people immediately said that. I mean, what do you do if they're on their way?
We'll have to turn back.
Oh, it is ridiculous. There are no words. It's even more impossible with secondary schools and specialist equipment. True, totally true. The plan at the moment is multiple bubbles. But I don't see how that can work. So the bubble system is, they've not said yet, a tripe stick. One for sausages and three for tripe sticks. Oh, she likes the tripe sticks. There we go. They said tripe sticks. Come on, have another tripe stick. Oh, if only we could get the smell of this to you. It would knock a donkey out. Oh, look. Yes, it's evil. Shall we give half to Daddy? Daddy! Half for Daddy. And half for Mummy. We were giving her one each, but that didn't end well in the next day.
Reappeared the other end.
It did. Rather with more haste than one would have liked. So she's only having one now, broken in pieces. But she has had her tripe stick. Orders of the chat room.
Right, go and settle your dog.
There we go.
Good girl.
You are very good, aren't you? You didn't want to go out when it was too hot. And you settled this morning with me. With no shenanigans. But then that was because I had the fan. And she crawled up onto a pillow, didn't you? So you were nearer the fan than me. Which is usually what happens. Obviously the fan's for her convenience, not mine. No, Jonathan. No. No, it didn't knock us out.
It was you, Jonathan.
Oh, my. Oh, we have shared tomorrow's theme, haven't we, for Brooklyn?
Yes.
If you have missed that, it colours. Is colours. We have got some crackers coming, haven't we, Stuart?
Red and yellow and pink and green.
Oh, I was thinking of some, but Stuart's put some great ones in, even ones that I know. Do you know, as you start thinking about groups that you like, it's fascinating how many don't have colours. Now, you too have one with a colour in, which is Bullet the Blue Sky. Now, you know how you feel about The Fly?
Yeah.
That's how I feel about Bullet the Blue Sky, so we're not playing that.
Right.
But Literally, there weren't that many others. The thing with bubbles is, Kim, people go into multiple bubbles.
Colours, Jonathan. Colours. As in red and yellow and pink and green, orange and purple and blue.
Or any other colour.
As in, come on, you reds.
Stuart, you might want to make tea at that point.
Or toast.
Ooh, Kim's got a trio for some time in the future dedicated to both of us.
Oh,
we're liking the look of that, aren't we, Lola? No, the thing with the bubbles in schools is that just makes zero sense to me. They are, of course you can, Jonathan. I think that was one of the ones on Stuart's list as well, wasn't it? We shall play that early doors when you're on your walk.
Purple rain.
At school, if you've got like year one and they're in a bubble with their teacher and say the teacher needs to do, say she's the French teacher or something, and she needs to do some work with year two, then the year one and the year two children are in the same bubble. But they must not mix with children in the other bubbles, the other years. No problem. That makes total sense, doesn't it? Now, what do you do with little Freddy, who's five and in year one, who is in the year one and year two bubble? But his brother is nine and he's in the year four bubble. Do they have to live in separate houses? You can't do that. It won't work.
And what are they doing at your place?
Just having bubbles and no one's mentioned that. Because my first thought was, as I'm reading this document that went on for about 50 pages, and I'm like, blah, 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 get on with it. I thought, there must be a paragraph in here that explains what they're going to do with children where, you know, there's multiple children in different year groups. Got to the end, you know, printed in Hong Kong, nothing. I thought, has nobody thought of this? Are all siblings the same age now or something? Are they all triplets? No, totally missed that. You can't do that. Ah, 99 red balloons. Stuart was put in his place by Ellen.
Yes, I was saying that.
Liking that. I was frantically trying to think of something that Ellen might like from the early 80s. But I don't know. Maybe Stuart can tell me. Did she like Culture Club? I know she liked Haircut 100, but I don't think they've done anything colour-wise. Aha did, didn't they?
Don't know.
Or was I thinking about them for something else?
That's Ellen sent me an email, which I haven't looked at yet.
Well, that'd be a start, wouldn't it, Mike?
Well, lots of people have sent me emails.
Tell me about it. I've got the other half. Right, let's see.
Go on, what did Ellen send?
Right, let's see if there's any in there.
Ellen.
Stuart, there is. In fact, there's possibly two. Oh, she missed one there. Calling Captain Autumn. Haircut 100. Ellen. It's looking a bit dicey for colours.
Ellen hasn't included Purple Rain. Not on this list.
Well, she intended to. So right. Put Ellen down.
I'll put Ellen down.
She's missed quite a few here, Stuart. Was she a big fan? Because there's an album from...
She has some good ones, though.
1982, right, from Haircut 100. October is Orange. Oh, there you go, Orange, that'd work.
Yeah, I did, Kim.
She didn't pick it for October. I'm prepared to give Ellen double points for that one. Be grateful, Stuart, it's not the 12-inch version. It's 9 minutes long. October is Orange. We'll have to take a listen to that, Mike. Make a note of it. And the other one I was thinking of was Lemon Fire Brigade. Thing is, I don't know if Ellen's like hugely into them or if she only liked a couple of songs. You need to let me know these things, Stuart.
Jonathan, is that a request for the worst song? Because we've had that before.
We have, and it was funny. Yeah, Jonathan, listened. Remember that? Brilliant, we'll put it down.
Yes, because didn't Mummy Isis used to sing it to him?
Yes, she did.
Yeah.
She was more focused on the lead singer. Ah, yeah, maybe she wasn't taking much notice of what he was singing. But there again, Stuart, do you remember the video? If you've seen the video, I'm afraid it was one scene never forgotten. I think it was banned, wasn't it? I think it was banned, that. There was this bit in it. Oh, let's see if we can find it on YouTube. Who remembers Haircut 100? Jonathan won't. You were minus 17, Jonathan. Let me see if I can find this video that got banned.
Johnny.
In fact, it's actually quite reminiscent of something that we discussed. Right, let me open that and type that in. Shall we try Haircut 100 banned video? what would we call that?
99 red balloons.
Oh, it does actually come up when you put Haircut 100 banned video. It looks like it was Love Plus One. Oh, dear me, Stuart. He looks about 10, does the lead singer. But I'll stick it on and see if I can find the bit. You'll know the bit if you see it. Have you seen it, Stuart?
It was Anthony.
Yes, it was around here, I think.
99.
I'm not quite sure about the logic of this video. Maybe this is the clean version. No, it wasn't. Okay. I will get that bit there and I will put it in. Not only will I put the link in, I'll put it in at the current time so you only have to watch a few seconds of it. But I think you'll instantly see why it was banned by the BBC. I remember watching it the first time thinking, good grief, you can't put that on the TV. It could explain why Ellen likes the lead singer, though. Just saying. Yeah, you only need to watch about 10 seconds of it, 10, 20 seconds, and you'll
Nick
get the
David?
Idea. Yes, it was, wasn't it? Yeah. Do you remember him in the... Well, I'll show you. Let's take it back so Mike can see it.
I've seen it.
Yes. Do you remember it being banned?
No.
Oh, I do. That bit was all right, was when he swung round.
It's a sort of mini mankini.
Yes, in leopard print. I'm actually thinking it looks like that thing from yesterday. This is a bit gratuitous, isn't it, being that naked in a video? And it was 1982, 1981? Oh, he's clearly got a bit of a following, Stuart. That video's been watched 4,799,502 times. Don't know who's watched it the other five times, but Ellen's clearly racked it up. Yes, it is a bit much, isn't it? Full frontal. That long ago. What year was that?
The early 80s.
It was 81 or 82. I'm thinking it could have been 81. Haircut 100, Love Plus One. Love Plus One.
Love plus one.
You should do something like bowling alley related, shouldn't we, next week? Right, what was the release year? 1982. There you go. I do remember it, and I'm certainly never, ever going to forget the video. Yes, one scene never forgotten. Therapy bills. Well, we'll see. I might put one on, Stuart, just in case. Right, let's get rid of that. We definitely don't want to be looking at that too much, do we? No. Computer. I've managed to keep it going for the last 2 days by having a fan on it. We're deliberately going to try, aren't we, to keep the show a little bit shorter tonight. Because once the machine gets to about midnight, it's like Cinderella. It's had enough. Turns into a pumpkin. So we'll try and keep it a bit shorter. But there's quite a bit in it already, isn't there?
There is.
Some new toys. Free toys. I was going to do something that cost money. And as I started looking at it, it cost more money than I thought it did. But I put that to next week. So something. Oh, Jonathan's confident. Yeah, but if it's only half a show, Jonathan, you only get half a point. You do know that. And then, of course, there's that other little wager we've got going. If we get more than six shows, we need another six shows, Mike. And then for every show after that, I get an extra point. This scheme...
Does the scoreboard go up that high?
Oh, it will do. You're confident. Do you think we can get six out? But these rules were discussed with Kim and she's verified them, Jonathan. So that's what's happening. I don't think you were here. So we made the rules up in your absence. But it's not all bad news, is it? Because if you get the six you're looking for, so 12 in a year, and then there's like another four, and I get 4 points for it, then you get four shows. So not all bad. Not all bad. And if we don't make the six, then however many we're missing, you get the points. Yeah, this'll work. It's workable, isn't it? But Mike sounds incredibly confident, which worries me a bit. A lot, actually. So what fun and games have we got tonight?
I've only prepped part of my bit. So
you've got an hour to prep. I've got an hour to get these slides in order.
No, for the next show.
Oh, the next show. Yes. Crying out loud, somebody's ahead of himself. No, I've got stuff in that I'm going to bump till next week. I've got some tips and tricks for PowerPoint and Keynote. Different tips and tricks for each one. I've thrown into the presentation tricks and tips two demos of Affinity apps. You know, just so nobody misses out. Not much to see in the Notion update, more a case of move along, nothing to see. And I've got to make my mind up how many things I'm squeezing into the PowerPoint thing. But if you've got any questions on PowerPoint or Keynote or presentations in general, let me know. Because I know Jonathan does a lot. Don't you, Jonathan? The day he left us without saying goodbye, the rules were made. That'll teach
you,
Jonathan.
See you, Mrs. T.
Good night, Mrs. Simon. Enjoy. Never leave us, Jonathan. Because you know the night he was on the quiz? Oh, we had a ball that night. Oh, yeah. 1 and 2 and 9 were mentioned in the same sentence. And we all giggled like crazy.
Oh, Graham's been on.
Graham.
I don't know if you've seen it.
Nope, not seen him in my own.
He was on Slack. He said, won't be present tonight, I'm afraid. Good Mac Bites this week, though. I use White Noise Pro. It has the mixing facility too. I have a light thunderstorm and rain with Distant Train, American two-tone style, mixed in. You know that long, mournful woo sound. Obviously, that's not how we did it. I also have a nice subtle mantle clock, which sounds like it's on the mantelpiece, rather than sounding like you've got your head stuck inside the damn thing, which is how most of the clocks seem to sound. Hopefully catch you all next week.
That's good. Stick it in back, Bites. Oh, yes. Graham's eye's been going on for quite a while. But it sounds like he's improving a bit. But that can be a bit dicey, can't it? We had a friend who went on holiday. No good ever comes of holidays, just saying. That's my experience. But you all know my experience with holidays. Never go on holiday. Went on holiday, so he was abroad and wasn't doing anything in terms of like tennis or squash or anything. I don't exactly know how it happened, but seemed to spontaneously combust, and he got a detached retina. They did like the basics, which is why not great being abroad when something like that happens. As I say, you know, whatever country you're in, it's not going to be your first language, and trying to explain how you feel and stuff, that could be really tricky. Came back and ended up, we have a fantastic hospital in Manchester, the Manchester Eye Hospital. Ended up there having to have an operation to reattach it, and couldn't see for weeks and weeks and weeks. Eyes are dodgy businesses, aren't they? Leave mine alone. We do miss him, we do. And we'll pass that on when we reply to him. And of course, there'd have to be a 129, wouldn't there, to pass on his comment? Just saying, Jonathan. When do you least expect it, Jonathan? And obviously, you can't say any time before midnight on Sunday. Because that would... In fact, midnight Monday. Because that would be two within a week. And if that happened... It's a bit like if you Google Google. Inception happens. Can't do that. Although we have been known, haven't we, to do 10 shows in 10 days?
Mm.
Or was it seven in 7 days?
Seven in seven.
Yeah. But hang on a minute. You know, 138 maroons... In 138 days, there was a fabulous bit on the earnings call. Who listened to the earnings call?
You know, I forgot to ask you about that.
Oh, I listened to the earnings call till I'd had enough.
Yeah, because you came in at 10 o'clock, whatever time it was.
That was about 10 to.
Yeah. Said, have you heard the news?
Yeah.
And I
you
was.
Thought
I'm on the I thought call. I thought it was the earnings call or new IMAX.
No, there are very few newsy things I would wake you up with. But, you know, going into lockdown, I figured was one of them. But I did wake him up the night Steve Jobs died.
And the night Diana died.
And the night Diana died. Yeah. Why am I always up at weird times?
I don't know.
I remember telling Mum about Diana. This was about 4 o'clock in the morning. Don't ask why I was up. You least expect it next week. 3 weeks on the trot would be madness. Yeah, has that actually ever happened, Jonathan? Mike, when was the last time there were 3 Mac bites in 3 weeks? I will charge Mike with finding that out.
See you later, Johnny.
See you, Jonathan. Yeah, here it's just got oppressively warm now, hasn't it? Today it was 33. It's dropped to 21. But you can't breathe now because we're waiting for thunder, which will probably hit in the middle of the show. That'd be right. Jonathan needs to go out and energise himself. Ready for tonight. Mind you, at the moment I'm 1 point ahead, so I guess I could just about handle it if Jonathan pulled one back. I'm wondering how many Mac bites we could get out, because at 1 point of Mac bites, I'd have the year sewn up, wouldn't I? I have to work on that. It's all systems, you know. Systems are what's needed. And some systems are good and some are bad, aren't they, Mike? Like the one that I said make a note of the birthdays, and he did, bless him. And then I went in there and found out we already had one and now we've got two. And they don't have the same data in. Mike will be dealing with that, won't you, Mike?
Yeah.
Oh, and I've got a freebie as well. I've got a good freebie. I've got a good freebie that I think you will use. And it's a freebie I can demonstrate as well.
I shall deal with it right now.
I like freebies that I can demonstrate, rather than just say, here's a freebie. Oh, and there's something you've not seen at all that I've made. So you won't want to miss that either. And I'm looking at my you need to sort this out before it's all a calamity list. And apart from the slides, there's just one bit there. So I would say I'm quietly confident, but that way madness lies. The weeks I feel like everything's all my ducks are in a row are usually the weeks that it's a complete calamity. So I must make sure that it is not a complete calamity tonight. And given I'll be fighting the tech, because it's so hot. My computer does not like it hot. It does not like it hot. We'll just have to see how that goes, unfortunately. I'm not sure, you know, how much better it would be if it was, you know, like brand new and it had double the RAM. I still think it would probably get over hot. Because an iMac, even a Mac Pro, I don't know with a Mac Pro. But there's just not enough fans in there to keep it cool. It's like laptop parts but in a desktop computer, and I can hear my fans right now. I've got a fan on the floor which is on me, but I'll have to put that on the desk for the next hour to cool it down, and then hopefully it will last till midnight. We will have to see how that actually goes. Two show Friday. Are you all sorted, ready for the show? Have you got your peanuts in, ready to watch? Or what do you do when you're watching the show? In terms of, do you make notes? Do you think about things? Oh, I could deploy that in a certain place. Or are you sitting there feet up watching with peanuts? Because Jonathan's taken to watching it on his TV, which didn't end well, if you remember. 2 weeks running. It's obviously too comfortable. It must be too comfortable. And tonight, of course, not only is it going to be comfortable, but he's going to have to fight the heat as well. I'm not predicting a good night for Jonathan, but Jonathan feels confident. I also actually haven't had much sleep myself, have I, Mike?
No.
I tried to get some sleep, but it was just too hot, too oppressive. Didn't work that well. So maybe I'll fall asleep this week. What happens if I nod off? Does Jonathan take over? Not seeing that. But you never know. Is there the monster unboxing tonight? Well, Jonathan, there would be, but I can't get my camera working on that's the other thing with my machine. The webcam's not working. We had problems on Monday when we were recording Mac Bites. I just could not get it working. So Mike couldn't see me. I could see him, but only by tunnelling through. I just had a white screen, didn't I? Which I've never seen in Zoom before. So I think what we might have to do with the unboxing is record it and then do a kind of embed it which we've done before. That might actually work better given what it is. Can't say any more than that. The series take over. Do you know, that's quite possible. The series could actually take over. what have we got here? Yes, how about taking over, Siri?
For crying out loud.
There you go. Siri could definitely take over. I did have a WWDC one, didn't I? That's where it was. There we go.
Johnny. It's Johnny. Mummy Isaac's little lad Johnny.
Yes, Siri's always around, keeping an eye on us. Or outsourcing work, as you heard. Siri's never far away, let me tell you that. Right, well, I reckon, Mike, we should probably head off and try and cool
and
this machine.
And get something to eat.
I haven't got time for that. And cool this machine down in the hopes it lasts till midnight. That would be my hope. So I think that's what we'll do. Have you thought about using the iPhone as a camera? Found NDIHS camera will appear in OBS. It's not... It seems something physical, Paul. It seems to be on the USB line because I had exactly the same issue with some hard drives. So I think it's just a matter of finding out what's wrong with it and getting it plugged in the right place. So I will endeavour to sort it out, but at the moment it wasn't doing any good. I have got some software like that. I don't think it's that one. What was it called? Epoch Cam. When it works, it's fabulous. But it works when it feels like it, unfortunately. So I will endeavour to fix it. But I'm actually thinking with this unboxing, it might work better on video. For reasons that will become apparent when you see what it is, that it might actually work better. But we will see. But first of all, we will be back at 9 o'clock. And... I hope to see you all there. We've got lots of little things that are very useful. And then we've got the two big bits. We've obviously got the presentation stuff. And we've got the DevonThink bit. Oh, more fun to be had with DevonThink. In fact, we'll be delving into code in DevonThink. But not code that's frightening code. Code that you can build in chunks and blocks. And will be really easy. So you will be able to follow along. But it will show you the difference between DevonThink and anything else. Because a lot of people have said, like, one, DevonThink's quite expensive. And two, you know, there's other things that does what DevonThink does. There are other apps that proclaim to do what DevonThink does. But when you see the nuances of what DevonThink can do, no, they don't do what DevonThink can do. Hello, Tracy. Just in time, because we're going to say good night now, and we'll be back at 9 o'clock. So for the moment, it is good night from me.
It's good night from me.
And we will both see you later. Stay safe, guys.